And good morning to you, Charlie Serafin.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good, and I'm trying to think about how many stupid mistakes I've already made this morning.
Well, I hope not too many.
Well, probably none that's, you know, going to have long-lasting effects. But anyhow, we're going to talk about your book, One Stupid Mistake. So, Charlie, give us just a really brief background and kind of how you got to writing this book.
Well, you know, we all make mistakes. It's a pretty common thing, and some of us are more adept at it than others. But my concern was that we are getting so fast as a culture. We move so quickly, and this trend toward multitasking has sort of taken over. But the people aren't really concentrating and thinking about the thing that they're doing at the time. And as I was waiting this morning to come on the air with you, I was thinking about when I was a kid, I used to remember hearing about farm accidents and how many times somebody would put their hand in a piece of machinery and lose a finger or lose a hand or lose an arm. And as I think about it now and I reflect, and I didn't at the time, but I'm quite certain that their mind was on something other than what they were doing. And so that's the impetus for One Stupid Mistake. It's kind of like a mirror. You know, if you look in the mirror, you can check and see whether your hair is all messed up or you've got some food stuck in the front of your teeth. One Stupid Mistake is a book that is a reflection of the inside, a sort of checkup for how am I thinking, what am I thinking about, where am I heading with this thing. And it's a bunch of short little chapters that allow people to sort of go through a checklist and find out if they're good to go or if they've got a little cleaning up they need to do on the inside.
And one of the really good things about your book, I mean, there's several, but one of the really good things is you say and you help us learn how to make fewer of those mistakes. I'm guessing, Charlie, I'm not sure there'd be anybody perfect enough to never make some kind of mistake, but we could make those fewer in number and maybe less with less important consequences.
Especially the ones that we've already made. And that's really one of the big emphases for me is that I've made some significant mistakes, but I try to only make those mistakes once.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't really concentrate on your mistakes, if you don't take them to heart and really examine them from all perspectives, then you are likely to make the same mistakes over. And I'm sure every one of us knows somebody that we go, golly, they keep doing the same thing. You know, when are they going to get it?
And they expect different results. You know,
exactly.
I've had somebody tell me, and you say that's sort of insanity when you do the same thing and expect different outcome.
Yeah.
So, well, I'm not sure it says this in your book, but how do you define mistake?
Mistakes are, there are a thousand different ways to define a mistake. A mistake basically is something that we do that we don't want to do or that we know we shouldn't do. And that came out of a question that I just started asking people at random. I said, excuse me, I'm working on a project. Do you have a little voice that tells you when you're about to do something you know you shouldn't do? And to my delight and amazement, 100% of everyone, old people, young people, rich people, poor people, all different religious backgrounds, atheists, agnostics, people that were fervent in their faith were obvious. I knew what their answer was going to be, but everyone answered the same way. And some people said, well, I don't call it my quiet little voice. I call it this or I call it that. But everybody knew exactly what I was talking about, which leads me to the question, if we have something inside us that tells us what we should do and what we shouldn't do, why do we do so many things that we know we shouldn't do?
Good question. Why do we do that? And I wrote down something about, you know, sometimes we make mistakes because we depend on somebody else's information. We trust the credibility of that information. And then we find out later it's wrong. And maybe not with such good consequences. How do we deal with that when we're really thinking we're making the right decision?
Well, I would say the next time we're going to make a decision and that person gives us some advice, maybe we think twice about it before we go ahead and follow it. But I think there are a lot of little road signs that we miss. And I talk about, you know, I grew up in a small community in a rural area And I spent a lot of time as a kid outside. I was on the lake, I was in the boat by myself, you know, and I walked in the woods by myself, and I spent a lot of time just listening. And what I think has happened is we've gotten so busy, and we have so much external noise going on around us so often. And the picture that I paint is you're walking on a beautiful trail, and you're out in the woods, and here comes another person the opposite direction, and when you get up closer, you see they have earbuds in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and instead of... You know, and instead of listening to the birds or the wind or the natural sounds that are there that help kind of recalibrate our internal mechanisms, they have all of this interference. So that noise from the outside world keeps us from recognizing what I call the quiet little voice that keeps us on the straight and narrow and tells us, okay, this is a good one. And how many times have you thought, I'm really thinking about Mary. I haven't talked to her in a long time. And the phone rings, and guess what? There's Mary. Well, how does that happen? We have so many of those little miracles that are happening around us every day, but if we're not centered, we really can't get in touch with them. And we miss so many of the signs. So back to the original question, your friend gave you some bad advice, you took it, you made a mistake. That's very, you can explain that, but I believe that if you're really, especially if it's an important decision, if you're really in tune with yourself and you really look at all the consequences of what you're about to decide, you'll make a good decision.
And one of the things that your book includes with each chapter, there's what, 21 of them, I believe, is an exercise to help us move along to not making so many stupid mistakes. All of them have to do with listening.
Yeah, and the reason is because if I hadn't run into hundreds of people, and this is again, it's a long process. I've been at this for a long time, not writing a book, but interviewing people at random and asking, because I'm really a curious person. But I ask people, do you think meditation is a good idea? Everyone says, oh, yeah, meditation, I hear it's great. You know, it can lower your blood pressure and does all these wonderful things. I say, oh, do you meditate? No. How come you don't meditate? I tried it, but, you know, it's really hard. I can't empty my mind. I don't know how to think about nothing. I don't know how to get to that, you know, meditative state. So what I did is I found some people that do it a different way. And it was a group of monks, and they've been doing it for thousands of years, different types of monks around the world, and it's just called listening. You just close your eyes, take about 5 minutes, and listen for different targeted sounds. And in the process of listening, you're not going to be thinking about other things because you really get engrossed in listening. Everybody can do it. It's a real simple exercise, and it accomplishes that same meditative state that the yogis get, you know, when they can lower their pulse to 8 beats a minute and they can bury them and, you know, dig them up a couple days later and all that stuff. But most of us can't do that. But we can all listen if we try.
Good advice. It's kind of like, I think you touched on this earlier about it's kind of focusing, getting rid of all the other stuff that's going on. So what's the difference between a mistake and a stupid mistake?
I think a stupid mistake is one that after a period of time, a minute, it could be an hour, it could be a week, it could be year, it could be 10 years. But at some point, pretty much every mistake that we make, when we look back on it, we think, oh man, I knew better than that. You know, what was I thinking? That was really stupid. And it's just a function of the passage of time.
Okay.
So the word stupid has a real negative connotation for a lot of people, and I apologize for that. I didn't mean to call anyone stupid. I'm just saying that we all have that feeling from time to time after we've done something, we've reflected on it, and we say, I knew better. I shouldn't have done it. That was really a stupid mistake.
Some of the other things, Charlie, that as I read through the book, that you have a lot of clues because they relate to mistakes, of course, is some good communication tips and listening to people and just relationships with people. And a lot of kind of different topics that always relate back to the understanding mistakes and how to change them. So this is a good book just to make you think a little bit, as well as maybe help you not make so many stupid mistakes. How do we get your book?
It's available on Amazon. If you have Prime, it's free delivery. I think it'd be a great stocking stuffer and a wonderful holiday gift for people. It's kind of like, as I said earlier, it's kind of like when you look in a mirror. You know, you look in a mirror to see what's going on the outside. This is one of those kinds of books. It's a real simple book. It's not written for, you know, I'm not a PhD and I'm not a psychologist and it's not a lot of gobbledygook. It's just little simple stories. And I think it's a good bathroom book, too, because you can start at chapter 8 if you want, or chapter 13. It doesn't make any difference.
That's true. And they're short.
Think about the meditation and go for it.
All right. Well, we want to thank you very much, Charlie Serafin, for visiting with us about your book, One Stupid Mistake. And one of the statements you make is, if you want to learn to make good decisions, think more good thoughts.